Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you might like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A couple of questions on the table for those of you just tuning in, talking about sex workers, specifically the Super Bowl, attracting a bunch of sex workers to wherever it is the Super Bowl happens. And
well, this year it's going to be in Dallas.
Super Bowls, the sex workers, of course, are a variety. There are some that are over the legal age and some that are under. And there are different questions, you know, that crop up here. Some would say that the women in the sex trade and the men in the sex trade are exploiting themselves or they are being exploited. I fully disagree with that statement. But maybe you are somebody who believes that to be true. I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. And also the question is, well, how do you actually reduce the instances of underage sex slavery wherein teenage girls or boys may be essentially taken off the streets as runaways, perhaps, by pimps, and then taken under their wing, so to speak?
In some cases, they're actually kidnapped.
This is true as well. Yeah. And
the Rutherford Institute says something to the effect here, and you know, they say nearly 800,000 children go missing every year. That's roughly 2,200 children a day. And, you know, then they say, how many of these young people are used to feed the constant demand for new and younger flesh? It's hard to say. And, I take a certain, umbrage to the demand for younger flesh thing. I think that mostly what you're talking about in the sex industry is people that want to have sex. And it doesn't really matter whether or not you're talking about somebody who's under the age of 18 or somebody who's over the age of 18, that if you gave them the offer of, you know, say, a legal brothel in their town, that they wouldn't be, going to these places.
I don't know, Mark. The forbidden fruit effect is fairly powerful. If you tell somebody that you can't have something, then they, in many cases, will want it even more. And we've seen that with drugs, and it's probably true when it comes to underage sex as well.
Well, it's true when it comes to sex in general. Like, even just, you know, guys and girls talking within legal means, wanting to have sex within legal means, it's just the forbidden fruit aspect, like, let's go do it in public or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's always much more exciting in those situations. It's
right.
Just a sex thing. It comes with the territory of sex.
And, Mark, you've already admitted that you'd be all right with, say, a 16- or 17-year-old teenagers engaging in a sex trade,
Well, it bothers me. I mean, I'm not all right with it, but I don't think there's anything that can be done about it. I think that in many states...
You're not going to cage those people.
In many states, you're talking about 16-year-olds. It's legal for them to have sex. It's legal for them to have jobs. If they can make the decision to go to work, I suppose they can make the... And they can make the decision to have sex. I suppose they can make the decision to do sex as work.
Yeah, and plus, it shouldn't be punished, because in a lot of cases, the sex is its own punishment with some of the customers they get. So.
Yeah, there's that, and there's the STD aspect.
Yeah.
Also, when you find, if sex was made legal, you'd see the price drop in the same way that anything that is no longer forbidden will drop. And then you won't see the motivation for people to get into it as much.
Yeah.
It will be, to some extent, self-regulating in that way.
So my proposal is, total freedom in allowing people to make choices, which includes allowing them to make the wrong choices, which they're already doing. It's just that it's more risky now because of the illegal aspect to it, because it's illegal for young people to engage in these activities for money, that makes it a much more dangerous environment in which it actually happens. It's still happening. It's just more dangerous because it's a black market activity. And taking it out of the black market, as detestable as that seems to many people, is the best way to keep kids safe, to keep young people safe.
Right. I mean, whatever laws we have against prostitution in this country right now are not keeping these kids safe. The claim here is that 800,000 children a year go missing. I guess that they want us to believe is that they're all in the sex trade.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many of those kids are just... like, left by their parents at Costco. Come on.
Well, the other estimate there was another estimate earlier that said it was 100,000 young underage people in the sex trade. How do you tell these?
They're just making numbers up.
Right. So let's go to the phones and get your thoughts and start with Larry listening in Indianapolis at WXNT. Hello, Larry.
How are you doing now? This is a sore topic with me. I mean, it's just so stupid how we do this. I mean, everybody knows that you can go to the internet right now, punch in three X's, and get thousands of X-rated websites.
Sure.
The kids are doing it. The first time you go there with the young and impressionable mind, the first time you do it and find that you're going there every time you sit down in front of the screen. So that's out there. But when you come on and talk about most of the law enforcement people, oh, we're protecting our kids from this and we're protecting them from this, and then they don't have any jobs for them to go to. Back when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s, you could go get your job at a restaurant and make some money. Then the media with all the soft porn that they got on there, it presses them into action. It shows them what they got to have. You got to get your hair done. You got to get your nails done. You got to get this kind of shoe and that kind of dress. All that costs money. So all we're doing is pumping our kids out there, and the pimps are getting a hold of them. If you have a 15-year-old daughter in your house, and you tell her, honey, don't go out there and go and join with the pimp and go, they hooked on crack cocaine. You try to stop her, you put a bruise on her, you get a Class D felony for child abuse, and you lose your job. You end up spending about $5,000 for attorney's fees and still get convicted of a felony. So the stuff they're talking about, it's preposterous. It does not make any sense whatsoever. I'm not trying to say that I agree with teenagers selling sex, but sometimes that's the only thing they got that they can do to make any money whatsoever, with their parents being laid off, their jobs being shipped overseas, and every statute that comes out of our Congress, comes out of our state legislatures, is to destroy the family for the least bit of things. You get a situation that I know right now. The father tried to correct his kids, end up getting arrested for child abuse, Class D felony. Then the CPS came in, took the kids. He'll never get them back. His wife went on out there with Tony or whoever she was messing around with, and that's how it happened. So we need to take a comprehensive look at what's really going on, and then we'll see that when you say the sex trade, well, hey, maybe it's not too bad.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, he mentioned the politicians. You've got some politicians out there that seem to have a real thing for keeping kids out of the workforce. And
absolutely,
you know,
one of the strongest points he made is that is about kids not being able to get jobs. I had a job at 12 years old. I mean, it wasn't legal, but I didn't care, and nobody cared, and you know, I just worked, and everything was fine, and I don't feel like I was exploited. I really, really don't. I feel like it was the...
You got valuable experience.
I feel like it was more valuable than high school.
I mean, from age 15, I did a job where I was in a cheerleading outfit and roller skates 8 hours a day. I mean, I didn't feel exploited at all. I was making money. I was making really good money at that point. And,
I'll bet.
You know, it's just one of those things that if you know how to make money and you're comfortable with it, do it. And the fact that, you know, kids my age now in my home state can't do that for money.
Really? They cannot?
I don't believe so. So they have to be age 16 now.
I see. So it used to be 15 was okay. Now it's not okay. We've got to protect their innocence.
Right. And you know, it's really what if a kid wants to make money and they're 14 or 15 years old, what can they do? This leaves them
vulnerable. Drug dealing and a sex trade.
It leaves them vulnerable.
Babysitting.
Well, you know, there's babysitting, there's lawn mowing, there's some other things, but it leaves them vulnerable to people that would come along and offer them money for sex.
Because babysitting, you're looking at what, like 10 bucks for a night?
I was making $300 a week sometimes in the 80s. I don't, you know, I mean, if somebody came along and offered me $100 for sex, it wouldn't be nearly as motivating as it would be for somebody who couldn't make any money.
Let's talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Meg.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, just to add to that conversation, I had a job, too, when I was 12. I was a caddy. It was a legal job. I made lots of money hauling guys' golf clubs around the golf course.
Point of information, I misunderstood. Is it? It was illegal or it was legal?
It was perfectly legal.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll come back and continue your story here in a moment at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Sex workers, underage, working, whatever you want to talk about goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI Wiki. www.freetalklive.com.
The Totosec. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. As a matter of fact, in Bensenville, Illinois, you can. It's a retail grocery bag carrier. It handles more than you can. And you can go take a look at it at totosac.us, TOTASAK.US. I have a pair of them. I gave them away for Christmas. I think they're really an awesome little invention, and they make carrying groceries a heck of a lot easier, and carrying all kinds of things. Just go take a look at Totosac at Totosac.US, and we're actually going to give away a pair of them later on the show.
Yeah, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win those. Let's continue talking to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, you're talking about prostitution. And I believe a couple nights ago, maybe even last night, you talked about a sting operation where somebody on Craigslist got arrested. He called a, or he answered, maybe it was Sunday show, he answered an article, and it was a sting operation,
mm-hmm.
and they busted him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called in and talked about it. And anyway, where I live in Addison, Illinois, very close to Bensenville, Illinois, where they make Totosacs, there's within 5 miles of my house in different directions at least three different places where anybody can go and buy hookers. Some are more high quality, let's put it that way, than mm-hmm. others. Some are more expensive than others. There's a house about maybe half a mile from me with a big sign out front talking about lady escorts, more of an escort service. And then there's one
nudge,
down the road,
nudge, wink,
5 miles. It says Adult Fun Girls is their name. And these are well-advertised places,
mm-hmm,
and,
sure.
and you know what they're about. I mean,
yeah.
they're not hiding it. But yet, if I go on Craigslist and I answer an ad for some woman who wants extra income to buy food,
sure.
I'm taking a chance of getting busted, or that's illegal.
Right. Well, you know, the established businesses have paid for permits, so you know they're left alone a little more often than the Craigslist workers.
But prostitution is supposed to be illegal all the way around.
Sure.
And it seems to me like those businesses, those that are out there like that are never busted, they are protected.
Yes, they are.
It's really rare. You know, I don't know what it's like in the rest of the United States. I've heard that Florida's worse in this area than most, but they have all kinds of lingerie modeling studios, intimate mm-hmm. shower salons, massage parlors, and I mean, when a girl's giving you a massage and she's wearing a teddy and a pair of pantyhose with a garter, I mean, like, you know, I've never had a massage like that, people. You know, so
those papers that their sole existence is just for the back four special massage pages. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do you check their certification at those?
Their
places?
Certification is the over busty woman picture
yeah.
that has the worst face ever, but nobody looks at the face. So,
Monet, thanks for pointing that out, Matt. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Folks. Good evening, folks up in Vermont. Yeah, I thought I listened to the show, and I really believe that, number one, we have to have an international age of consent so that people are not going to, let's say, you know, they're going to be legally responsible for their actions and decisions. And that could be anywhere. I think in Europe it's about 16 or 15 in the EU. Here I think it's probably 18. Some states it's 16. I think in West Virginia it was 14 at one time and all this stuff. But in this country,
it wasn't Hawaii, I believe.
Okay, but in this country, it has to, in a sense, be standard. And what we're going to see as our economy collapses is more and more prostitution and sex.
Probably true.
Just like in Russia, after the breakdown of the Soviet Union, you have a whole industry, especially in the Ukraine, in areas that were industrialized, that, you know, no longer have their businesses intact. You have this whole you know, 20 years of lots of prostitution and sex trade and, you know, video porno and all that stuff. And then you have the same dealers, the traders, that then will actually move the women and the merchandise to Turkey, and then from there it goes to Israel. It's interesting. The United States has signed conventions with the UN regarding the rights of children and different things. And the country that brings in the most underage, illegal child prostitutes is actually Israel. And that's, you know, a theocracy in a sense. And what's interesting about it is that we would boycott countries that do this. But, you know, we've never cut the aid at all, and I think that's something that we should look at. It's very hypocritical, the whole sex trade industry. And the UN has written, excuse me, a number of reports over the last 10 years, I think five or six major reports where they talk about child trafficking and prostitution and white slavery and different things. And you'll notice that, you know, Israel is the number one country for that, and number two is Thailand. And even in Thailand, where it's illegal for the children to be prostitutes and things, it brings in so much business to the travel industry, to the nation, that the government doesn't prosecute the people involved in it. And it's also corrupt. The U.S. gives a lot of foreign aid to Thailand. And I think if we're going to be moral about this regarding the law, you know, we're going to have to, you know, follow through, and it may mean cutting aid to Israel until they get their act cleaned up in different areas.
Well, let's cut aid to Israel anyway.
Let's just cut aid.
Let's cut aid to all countries.
I agree. Cut aid to everyone. We can't afford it. But in the United States, I think that when people are of the age of consent, and for this discussion I'm going to say 18 years old, they should have the right, in a sense, to sell their wares if they choose to do that.
Absolutely.
And they should be they should also be aware of the risks, such as the AIDS, the different diseases, how it can affect them in different areas. And when people are able to make that choice, why should there be a Mustang ranch that's making, you know, the sex workers $1 million a year and the owners of the ranch several million dollars a year, where, you know, that's legal, and then you have other states where you can't do that? You know, I mean, it should be really open. It should be free, like in Europe. I mean, there's been prostitution in Europe, in Norway, in places that it's been legal since the mid-19th century.
Right, and, you know, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine who was, you know, in Germany dealing with the prostitutes there when the soldiers were there, and I imagine there was some kind of exchange rate issue as far as this was going, but and maybe it was in the 90s or something, but he was saying that the prostitutes there were going for $25.
Dang.
I mean, I can't imagine that somebody would have sex for $25, but hey, you know,
maybe
that's what they were doing.
Maybe they just really enjoy sex, too, and if they can make money, hey, why not?
It's possible. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you are a sex worker and you'd like to share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find on the site for free. So do that. freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And by the way, some of the features you'll find on our site include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video proving they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. freedomsphoenix.com.
800-259-9231. Let's take your phone calls about whatever you want. Rich is on the line in Connecticut. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Rich in Connecticut, gone. Let's try instead Robert in Louisiana. Robert, you are on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind, Robert?
Well, I was just going to ask you something. I just got me a new vehicle the other day, and it got satellite radio, so I'm excited, so I'll be able to listen to y'all since we ain't got no station here.
We are not on the satellite radio services, the Sirius XM, the pay services. We have a satellite channel, but it's not with them. Ours is a free satellite channel.
Oh, okay. Well, I still listen to you on my little iPhone app, and I
fantastic.
Love that little thing.
Ah, cool.
But thank y'all so much.
Was that all you wanted to share tonight? Was this a question about satellite radio?
Yes, sir. That's all.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Hearing from you. Yeah, you know, I've been working on Sirius XM for a while.
You haven't been working very hard.
Yeah.
You could give those guys more calls.
that making more phone calls doesn't help, Mark. You should know this as a salesman. If you barrage somebody with calls, they hate you.
I'm not sure that I mean, there's more people to talk to than just the one guy, isn't there?
Yes and no. I've talked to a few people over the years, and look, Mark, I've got it under control. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. If you are somebody that is an XM Sirius subscriber and you do want to get Free Talk Live on one of those channels, you are certainly more than welcome to contact XM Sirius and, you know, talk to the right people there. And
how do you know who to talk to?
Well, you could email me and I could tell you, but, you know, I'm not going to put that information out over the airwaves. Or you can just ask, hey, who's in charge of News Talk programming? And then they'll put you in the right place. Gotcha. And then let them know how you feel, and you never know what they'll decide to do. But, yeah, Free Talk Live is on satellite radio. It's just not on the pay for satellite radio. We are on what they call KU Band. It's a free-to-air service, which means that we pay to be on satellite radio, essentially. So we pay to get our signal, the LRN.FM signal, up on that satellite service, and then anybody with a cheap receiver and a cheap dish can receive that. So you buy the receiver and dish one-time purchase. There's no subscription fees after that. So it's, you know, you can get a dish for under $100. You can get a receiver for under $100. So for $200, you know, and plus whatever time it takes to install it and point the dish, you're pretty much good to go. And you'll get all the LRN.FM programming around the clock, which is pretty cool. So 800-259-9231. You can go to LRN.FM to learn more about that as we continue taking your phone calls. Homeless John in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening?
Oh, there are a lot of changes in my life. You already see my girl. That's one of them.
I don't know that I have seen your girl.
Well, your co-host just got her name.
Oh.
Oh, Meg. Hi.
Hi, Meg.
What's up, John? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, last week I called y'all to let y'all know I got a new project in the works now.
Okay.
And, well, I'm trying to raise money to make a documentary film about homelessness.
Really? Okay.
In order to do that, I need help.
A documentary film about homelessness. How much money do you need?
There's a good one out there right now about some singer from, I believe, the Fugees or Black Eyed Peas. I'm not up to date on all that stuff, but he went into the homeless like world in Skid Row in L.A. for a few days, no money, no nothing, and it was a really well put together documentary. As a former homeless person, like it really reflected that whole subculture well. So I mean, that's
already been done, John. How is your homeless film going to be different? How is yours going to set the bar higher?
Well, number one, guys, yeah, I see my work, especially you, Ian. You see my work, so I ain't got to explain it to you. But to those who don't understand, you got an armchair quarterback, and you got a quarterback that gets out there in the field. Guess who was out there in the field?
You have been in the field. You have been homeless. You are currently not homeless, though, which is good. But you haven't really answered the question, and I haven't really seen. I don't know what you mean when you say I've seen your work. I mean, I've seen your picture online, but I've never seen any video work from you. So I don't know what you're referencing. Yeah.
Well, so, okay. Well,
what's your vision what is your vision for this? I mean, if you want to raise money for something, yes, you've got to pitch.
His vision
an idea
is raising money. Come on.
All right. And the time we got left, I'm going to sell myself. There we go.
There you
all
go.
Right. You know, for years here in the city of Little Rock, we got an administration that really, all they do is lock homeless people up, put charges on them. But we got a new mayor that came in a couple years ago, and he promised that he would implement a five-year plan to get to end chronic homelessness. And he almost did it last year, except one of our city board of directors stopped him from doing it. And, the mayor's name is Mark Stoller here in the city of Little Rock, and the city director, her name is Irma Hendricks. Now, nobody was paying this issue no attention until she mentioned the word this. She said, all the homeless people are nothing but gays and homosexuals.
Whoa.
She said that. She put her foot in her mouth because she got the gay community upset big time.
Well, it's obviously not true.
I mean, most of the gay people I know are pretty high class.
That's what the city board of director, Irma Hendricks, said. I can Google it, in Little Rock, in Google.
So are you wanting to focus on these issues for your film? I guess I'm not sure what the video is going to be.
Okay, well, you know, in the past, most of my work was done with a webcam and stuff I found in garbage cans. And but this time, I want to put everything in high definition, get back out there in the field, so to speak, mm-hmm. start talking to my people, and put it up on the big screen. I mean, take it to film festivals and everything.
Well, that's a big, yeah, it's a big dream, no doubt. Now, it's a big dream. So, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to visit with some of your old friends, some of the people that yes. you know?
Yes.
And get them to tell their stories, that kind of thing?
That's right. And in order to do that, I'm going to need some help. That means I need some high-definition cameras to do it, because my video stuff on YouTube, you know, it's not broadcast quality.
Now, are you going to be able to do... I totally understand. Quality is important. Now, are you going to be able to do this all alone? Are you going to need to hire a crew? I mean, how elaborate are you going to get?
You know, the latter. I'm going to need to hire a crew. And in order to do that, that means I got to pay them.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Now you're talking about a lot of money. Because I was going to say, if you just want to go get an HD camera, those things are pretty cheap. You can get a consumer level camera for a couple hundred bucks, a few hundred bucks, maybe. You can get a prosumer camera for a little bit more than that. But if you want to bring on crew, then you're talking about some serious money. I mean, how much are you looking to raise?
Okay, I think I need about $5,000 at least. Now I got a website set up.
Wow. That's very low end for movies.
Yeah, Meg is a professional homeless, John. She does this stuff for a living, and she's trained.
Professional homeless.
professional film major person, and so I mean, yeah, $5,000. You're
looking at a camera and a light.
Yeah, you could get some equipment for $5,000, but that's not going to get you a staff.
Well, first I got to know if I can get to that level. Now, I set up a website. Y'all.
All right. What's the website? Get it out there.
The website is, you know, the usual stuff, the word go, like I'm going to go somewhere, and the word fund, like hedge fund. All right.
GoFund.
GoFundMe.com/1MY.
It's too much, man.
No, it's too much.
You got to get a better website. Call us back when you get one. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's got to be something you can just spit out and get people listening.
HomelessJohn.com.
You shouldn't have said that. Now somebody might go register it before. Hurry up. Make sure it's available. You can get it now. Thanks for the call. And good luck with your project. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe enough time for your thoughts. Oh, hey, you want a tote sack? Call now. 603-435-1105. You get a two-pack. 603-435-1105. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring us anything you want in the remaining moments here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And join us in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening this June 20th through the 26th. Are you going to be there? Well, you need to get your registration taken care of. The early bird registration period has begun, and we've got a coupon code. If you use the code FREETALKLIVE, all one word, FREETALKLIVE, then you will get 20% off of, well, pretty much everything from what I understand. 20% off of the early bird registration, so you'll save $5 there. 20% off any pre-purchased T-shirts or flags or even framed group photos. So this is a good opportunity to get yourself registered, and whoever else you're coming up to Porkfest with, you can go to porkfest.com, and there's a link there to the registration page. Use our code, FREETALKLIVE, again, all one word, FREETALKLIVE, to get registered and get a discount off of the already low rates for early bird registration. You're going to want to be there because it's a great time. Meg, you've been.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's probably one of the best times you'll ever have in your life. I don't want to say that for everybody, but for me, yeah.
It's a blast to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Hundreds of them, all at the same campground, having a good time all week long. You can't make it up for the whole week? Don't worry about it. It's happening on the weekend, too. So whatever amount of time you can come up for this thing, it's going to be worth your while. Now, if you can't attend all week, there are going to be things going on, like tours around New Hampshire, because the intention of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I mean, it's fun for us here in New Hampshire, but we're here all the time. I mean, it's cool, yeah, for us to attend, but it's even the more interesting for folks that are outside of New Hampshire that are maybe considering a move here as part of the Free State Project to come up to not only meet the community and socialize and meet your future neighbors, but also, and friends, but also to tour around the state and check out the different areas and see just how beautiful of a place New Hampshire really is. It's beautiful from a physical perspective and also from the social perspective. It's an amazing group of people that are already here, and thousands more are pledged to move here as part of the Free State Project. Over 10,600 people pledged to move. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project, but go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Porkfest.com to get registered now. Registration is open, and our coupon code, FreeTalkLive, all one word, gets you 20% off.
Yeah, and I'm actually super excited about this one because I think me and Ethan have convinced my brother, who I have only met for an hour in my entire life, to come to this one. So
oh my gosh.
I might get to see my, you know, long-lost estranged brother at this.
And you're not going to be working at this one.
Yes,
so
yes. I've already told everybody, sorry, I'm not volunteering for anything. I'm not working anything. Just leave me to enjoy this pork fest.
And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout the entire event, so that's always fun, too. So let's continue here. Take your phone calls about anything you want. Gene, listening in Connecticut. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Anyway, I called last night, and they kind of told me to call back tonight, and by chance I didn't have to go into work. But basically what I'm dealing with is criminal corruption through the state of Connecticut, their Board of Education, and they figured they beat the heck out of me, got away with it.
But the Board of Education beat you?
Well, they figured they did at this point. The state of Connecticut Board of Ed, where this went to, I actually managed to hire the best civil rights lawyer in our state, and he actually personally shilled the case, and they can't come up with medical documentation to back it. But yeah,
I have no idea what you're referring to. What is the story here?
Well, what it is, I was a teacher, and they accused me of something I never did. And
what's that?
Basically, well, they claimed I called a child's mother a whore after I was assaulted by that child, his cousin. And he said he was going to get even with me. And basically, the kid walked into the schoolroom one day, put his finger to my nose, says, I'm getting you fired. And after 4 years of highly requested service, what they did, they hid behind federal law, family rights and practice law, which has nothing to do with anything. And they blew me out of the system, blacklisted me, blackballed me. And I've been fighting to get my name cleared since the year 2001.
Hmm.
I paid union dues. The union president at that point threatened to have me arrested back in 2002. And after this lawyer, who was supposed to be the best lawyer in our state, and I'm not a rich guy, I had to scrounge up every penny, he personally ran me out of time to put this matter in a federal court of law. But yet they've never been able to explain it, and the Bar Association in the state is backing this. And
so let me see if I've got this straight so far. You were a teacher. You allegedly claimed that someone's mom was a whore, and that's why they fired you? Because some kid claimed that you said that?
Yes.
Do you feel like this was maybe an excuse for them to fire you and that they'd always wanted to fire you? Because it seems very unlikely, based on my experience of understanding, that bureaucrats very rarely are fired, especially, you know, the teachers out there. I mean, I've encountered some really bad teachers in my life, and no matter what the outcry was, they were never fired.
Yeah, if it was easy to get teachers fired, people would do this all the time.
Yeah, so what do you think the real story is here?
What they claimed was that I was not a permanent fixture, that I was a substitute, but yet I beat them on the hours against their union due book. And
I don't understand what that means. You were a substitute, but you beat them on the hours. What's that mean?
That means they utilized me more than what a substitute is only utilized for X amount of hours. If you go over that, you are deemed a full-time employee.
Gotcha.
Okay. So when this whole matter got questioned, because the other schools were still calling for me, because I was going for full-time employment, but yeah, I had time, and plus I had time for working with the state previous, which would have been Tier 1 retirement. Basically what they did, it was a found means to blow you out of the system if you were not a member of the good old boys club. The nepotism in this state between friends and relatives and kickbacks is incredible. Getting back to the sex talk earlier, apparently, this vice principal of the school has been moved 5 separate times to 5 different schools, all sexual harassment-related charges, but yet she's still in the system.
So you're saying the good old boys network is keeping people like them in, but kicking you out because you, for whatever reason, aren't in the loop with the good old boys.
Well, let's put it this way. After I refused to sleep with her, that's when all this action came down.
Oh, very interesting. The intrigue. And well, so what are you going to do now? I mean, are you going to can you get a job in a private school or something like that?
Well, basically, they destroyed my teaching career. I didn't walk away from it. In 2007, I came home, I welded all day, and the union, because I questioned where my due money went and why I was never represented properly, they had a warrant out for my arrest.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, and I wish you, you know, the best. I hope that you can pick up some sort of an education career outside of the government, because clearly there's some serious problems there, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Yeah, I just wanted to quickly run through. You were talking about jury duty a few days ago, and I just wanted to let you know my experience was. I decided to try something a little different. They sent me this big form saying you got to answer all these questions. Basically, it had to do with, you know, if you were trying to get out of jury duty. Well, actually, I wasn't trying to get out of jury. I would like to serve on a jury. However, one of the questions they asked me was, are you a U.S. citizen?
Hmm.
And I don't consider myself a U.S. citizen. So I asked them, I went down there, and I asked them, what does this mean? And, of course, they scratched their head and went, and I said, well, to me, it sounds like it's one of those people that was created under the 14th Amendment, whereby you're subject to the Congress and the laws of the federal government. Well, I'm not subject to anybody. I'm not a subject. Kings have subjects. Mm. I'm a free man, right? So anyway, they batted that around for a while, and then they finally said, well, fill out the form the best way you know how. So I put, I'm not a U.S. citizen, right? And so I figured, well, how are they going to let me serve on a jury now? But I figured, but they sent me up into a courtroom, and the first thing that happened is they called me and they said, you can go.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that, really.
Yeah.
So, as I understand it, you cannot give up your U.S. citizenship, according to them, while you're still living in the country and while if you haven't gone and gotten citizenship from some other country. So the U.S. government, whether you consider yourself a citizen or not, the U.S. government considers you one.
Well, yeah. Well, the point is that...
The point is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to shut up. Yeah, the point is that the term U.S. citizen is a term of art, which actually has several definitions, but we don't have time to talk about that.
No, we don't, but maybe another night. Thanks, Paul, for the call. Appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Meg.
And Mark. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.